You ever feel like you're on the edge of something? A little while back, I'd say, well, actually about 13 years ago, went with on a vacation with my family out west, and we got an opportunity to see the Grand Canyon. And I was amazed at the beauty of it, but I was also amazed at the stupidity of people around me. Kim and I were very, very careful to stay back, to be as careful as we can possibly be around what could possibly be deadly. There were fences up that made it so that you didn't have to get any closer to the edge than you could. But there were others that, as we watched them, they were just playing fast and loose on the edge of the precipice. They would do these pictures where they would balance on one foot and, like, look, just, it was just dumb. It was just stupid. It was scary to watch. I had to get to a point where I said, I can't watch this anymore. I had to walk away. And because it looked so dangerous. And there's times when we could be living that way. Now, sometimes we're put in those positions, but it's not our doing. We don't want to live like that. And there's a time when David, he's not a king yet, but he's been in the king's home, for lack of a better term, the castle, the throne room. He's been one that has conquered on the battlefield, and he, I think, has been doing it with pure motives. But and then he's got this friend who's the son of the king named Jonathan. And Saul is jealous of him, and every step of the way you see this jealousy seething at times. And so we come to this part of the story where David gets it. He sees Saul's hatred for him, and he tells that to his friend Jonathan, and Jonathan doesn't see it. He's looking at his dad with rose-colored glasses. It's in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 20. It says this: "Then David fled from Naoth in Ramah and came and said before Jonathan, 'What have I done? What is my guilt and what is my sin before your father that he seeks my life?' And he said to him, 'Far from it. You shall not die. Behold, my father does nothing either great or small without disclosing it to me. And why should my father hide this from me? It is not so.'" And this is our verse for today. "But David vowed again, saying, 'Your father knows well that I have found favor in your eyes.' And he thinks, 'Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death." And so sometimes people see things that maybe you and I wouldn't see because we're thinking the best. We're looking at the situation and we're all good. Well, we look at people living on the edge, and sometimes they choose to. They'll bungee jump, or people will skydive, or engage in extreme sports that just, they're just doing this for the thrill of it. But other times, there are circumstances that place people in dangerous places. Well, David was in that category, that second category. He wanted to serve Saul in a faithful way. He wanted to defend his country and his king with all of his heart. But his success in those jobs, those efforts, only managed to get Saul jealous. So these women come out and they start singing David's praises in 1 Samuel 18:6-8. And Saul is furious. And so now he's plotting a way to get rid of David. And so David is realizing that. And he's also trusting God. We see that in Psalm 34:6. And sometimes for us as Christians, that's the deal. maybe there's a missionary that lives in a country where it's a crime to be a Christian. Sometimes it's Christians that are willing to live in places where there is a famine or there's a government that's holding back the goods for the people, or they live in a neighborhood that is just loaded with drugs and gangs, but they can call out to God for his protection too. We see that in Psalm 34 verse 7. Maybe you're living on the edge. Your life doesn't seem to be in danger, but you feel like it in the area of your job, your family, your marriage. You feel at any moment those things could fall apart. Well, God is calling on you and me to put our trust in the Lord. Maybe when you're in school, that would be, there's just some things going on. Well, are you living on the edge in any situations? David had two resources. He had God, he put his trust in him, and he also looked to Jonathan for encouragement. What kind of friends do you have? What kind of resources are available to you right now? You see, David trusted God's presence and his protection. But let me ask you, how often do you trust God to guide and provide for you, protect you? Seldom? Sometimes? Always? Why don't you take the time today to ask God to give you wisdom to avoid dangerous situations just for the sake of doing something dangerous? And if it does happen, where you have to step up the courage to face them with his help, why don't you talk to the Lord about that right now? Look to him.